Okay, so Tad Colson's with us. Tad, I guess, unfortunately, like I said, we'll kind of get you to talk about, like I said, I thought it was a bit of a slow start, but after that first time out, you kind of found your legs a little bit, and no question about it. I mean, you and I talked a little bit about this before we went to air tonight. How were the new guys for Flin Flon going to look? And they look pretty good. Flin Flon's a team that can really skate.
Yeah, it's something that obviously we're a team that can skate as well. And you know, we're not worried about the speed of the game at all with the group that we got and the way we want to play. It's just a matter. It comes down to little details and guys wanting to make sure they do those things all right all the time. Where you can't cheat the game, and when you're focused in preparations, you know, not paying attention to little details, then obviously you're going to be on the wrong side of the end of the score like we were tonight.
One thing you did do well that you did tell me before the game tonight, you want to be better on the penalty kill. Your penalty kill was exceptional. I mean, Walker got the one goal, but the first couple power plays tonight, you didn't even allow Flin Flon to even really set up at all.
Yeah, I thought Adair PK did a much better job, obviously, giving up that one there late. It's just a misassignment again where a guy gets behind us and you kind of give him a, you know, a half breakaway and he's able to score. So, you know, you can kind of, it's just one of those plays that can't happen. But I thought our end zone and everything like that was obviously much better where, like you said, we didn't give him a lot of opportunities. Again, didn't get a lot of shots there either. So, obviously, our PK did a much better job tonight.
How about the play of your goaltender? Sensational save after sensational save. That one that he made off Gilbert in the third period, a highlight reel save in any building anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that he does night in and night out for us. I mean, that's why we think he's the best one in the league this year. And, you know, the worst part about it is he keeps making those saves and it'd be nice to get him some help on the other end. But we've also got to quit giving up those chances, too, because we're relying on, you know, one or two a night's okay. But when he's having to make five, six, seven, eight of those a night, that means we've got way too many breakdowns and we've got to be able to fix that up if we're going to want to win hockey games.
He was brilliant tonight. I mean, anytime you get goaltending like that, you must feel you have a chance to win.
Yeah, I mean, every time he's in the net, I mean, he's definitely got a lot of confidence and, you know, obviously the staff and as well as players.
Tad, you got Melville on Friday. We can't stress how big that is of a game for your team. They're right there with you.
I think every game's big for us now. I know we can't look past anything right now, but especially from our standpoint, is we've got to be ready to go every single day, and we can't take any days off. And it's one of those things that we've just got to get back to work here tomorrow and make sure we're ready for the weekend because we've got two huge games. And you know, the nice part is we've got an easier schedule in January, but we've got to make sure that we're ready to go when we get playing all these games because, like we said, every game's huge right now.
Well, I think the last time you and I talked too, you stressed to me that the second half of the season in particular, most of your games are against teams that you're battling with for a playoff spot. So definitely going to hold your own destiny here, and it's teams that either at your level or below you in the standings.
Yeah, you know, I think every game's big. It doesn't matter who you're playing, but, I mean, it's definitely nice when you're playing the teams that, but you've got to take care of business on the other side of that, right? You've got to go in and make sure you do what you do, and we've got to find a way to get some wins here because obviously, you know, two in a row now, it's just something that we've got to find a way here. We've really got to dig deep and find, you know, what's gonna make us go here because you know, you look at tonight, we've got to find a way to start on time and we've got to find a way to battle back. You know, the one thing that I look at is the last 5 minutes of the game. That's the most intense I've seen us in a long time, and then all of a sudden we started playing, you know, better hockey. We were engaged and all that, and we've got to find that all the time because when you don't have that intensity and that tenacity and relentlessness of just, you know, wanting to be a pest out there, then, you know, it's easy to play against you. And, you know, I like that last 5 minutes, but we've got to find a way to have that all the time.
The interesting thing for me, Tad, will be to see if you guys can get two or three wins in a row. And just you're everybody's kind of waiting for this team just kind of to take off here. Like I said, we've talked about it several times. The great group of fours. I mean, you had McGinnis, stud on the back end. You got arguably one of the best goalies in the league in Cunningham. To me, that's the thing. If this team could somehow find a way to string two or three wins together and just kind of everybody's waiting for this team to take off. But like you said, we're running out of season here.
We are, and I mean, we've been talking about it for a long time now that we've been waiting and waiting and waiting here, and it's like we're running out of steam here. That we've got to go now. There's no tomorrow. There's no nothing like that. We've got to find a way now. We've got to start building this. And you know, I'm not saying anything, but we still believe in this group that we can get where we want to go to. It's, you know, we've just got to make sure to keep putting the work in here and get back to work tomorrow and make sure we're ready for Friday.
Listen, Tad, thanks for coming up and joining us. Hopefully a better result for you next time. Have a safe trip back to Nipwood, and certainly good luck. Is it the biggest game of the year on Friday night against Melville?
I think every game might be the biggest game of the year now. So.